Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are those girls?
It's JK.
Oh my God. Cuffy, just be yourself. You can woo. I thought it was nice. Like, I didn't think it was bad at all.
Woo.
Wow. You're so ridiculous.
It looks like you didn't want my woo to stay because you said, looks like it's here to stay. So it looks like you don't.
Okay. Just because I made an observation, I wasn't bullying you.
No,
I was
just
like, wow. Looks like it's here to stay.
Episode. We're like, I don't even know what episode we're on. Like 55 or something crazy.
We're on 53, mama. 53.
Oh, okay. That's still really crazy.
I've got my bucket of watery coffee and I'm ready to rock and roll.
I was just going to tell you, that looks like the kind of coffee you would bully me for.
I would normally, but bro, like waking up, getting my coffee, and then to the point right now. The point is a lot of time has passed.
That was always my argument as well.
Yeah, sometimes time passes, allegedly. I'm so dead at your shirt. Did you get that shirt from Newly?
I did.
I figured.
It's a little hot dog.
It's a very Newly shirt.
It is. I love it. I love it. I love their dog
shirts. I always saw Kathleen like really small in the beginning, and I was just like, is that a fucking crow on your shirt? Because I'm not wearing my... Bro, guys, I don't wear my contacts anymore. Like, I just...
Wait, what?
Stop putting them in. I just like raw dog life now.
No, you... But you eyes. Can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I do it every day.
You have astigmatism.
That's what they say. No, it's true. Like, everything is kind of blurry. Like, yeah, for sure.
I don't think that's good. Like, I have a feeling people are going to tell you not to do that in the comments.
Well, duh. And the fucking sky is blue and grass is green. I'm well aware I'm not supposed to do that. But it's like I got out of the habit of doing it and I have them there. And I just don't put them in my eye. It takes me 2 seconds.
Like me with my Aura ring. I just woke up one day and said, I'm not wearing this anymore.
Oh my God. Thank you for de-influencing me. I thought about it for 1 second, but then... Oh, a bunch of people on my For You page passed and they were like burning. Their skins were like, their skin was literally cooking in the Aura ring.
With the Aura ring? Or was it like a, or like a cheap, like an imitation?
No, it wasn't a dupe. No, Charlotte Tilbury. It wasn't a dupe. It was literally the regular.
Never. Oh my God. Can we talk about that? That video made me so angry. And I love Charlotte Tilbury. Like seeing her be like, well, listen, the dupes can never be beat. You could never be Charlotte Tilbury. I've seen them.
When you dupe the consumer. That's not the quality and formula that you're gonna get these amazing performance that empowers people to look and feel that way. So if you can do it, try baby, try, darling, it's on, the game is on. But I have not seen it yet.
In a time where people don't have that much money and they think they can get a sort of Charlotte Tilbury-esque look for a fraction of the price, why wouldn't they buy that product?
Because you just said it. An esque look. It's not Charlotte Tilbury and it's not the product and it's not performing the way that my products do. I have looked at those tubes and they do not. So by the way, if I could do them for those prices, I would.
It's funny because
we just covered that on
Do We Know Them yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And our researcher found like old interviews with her. She's been saying that shit for years. Like, I'm kind of confused that people are like, why would she say that?
No,
like,
I
she's
just
literally
think
been
that
on
that
podcasts
one...
elaborating on that same point of view that she
Listen,
thinks
I understand. I could imagine having like a brand, right? And then fucking Makeup Revolution. I hate Makeup Revolution because they're the kind of dupe house that like to the T makes it exactly like it, even names it something just like it. Whereas like Essence and Catrice, Elf, Kiko Milano, Milani, like those brands, they're very different. I hate Makeup Revolution. But I can understand her being like, yeah, you know, somebody, a brand coming out and like taking, you know, my idea, my creative packaging,
it's
everything.
Like, it's gonna
that
feel
sucks.
Annoying.
But how do you not have the, you know, this to be like, damn, some people can't fucking afford Charlotte Tilbury.
Right.
Hello?
Well, and also, unfortunately, not everybody's skin is the same. I was saying this on Do We Know Them Too. I'm like, bro, there might be a dupe out there that works better for somebody because that's just the way their skin reacts to that product versus yours. She literally talks as if, like, if you don't have my products, you're not gonna feel good about yourself. And it's like, I don't think that's accurate. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
I'm sure a lot of people want to have that Charlotte Tilbury glow filter bottle thing and they have to buy the Elf one because that's the one that they could fucking afford. Like,
that shit is $50.
I know. What the fuck? How do you not have like the sense for that? I just, are you that far gone as an individual?
Well,
maybe?
My biggest thing is like, I think she overprices her products. I think that she like focuses on things like packaging over the consumer. Like, I think that she wants to make things look like luxe and pretty and beautiful. Yeah, no, literally, because like Nina Poole was finding out the manufacturer she works with, and that's why Kiko Milano is so cheap, because Kiko Milano makes their lip pencils in the same factory yeah. that Charlotte Tilbury does.
I mean, you can have a manufacturer. I mean, I agree with you, but I'm saying you can have a manufacturer.
And it's different formulas.
Yeah, it's a different formula lip liner. Of course. Just because we have
but
our lip
liners. It's usually very similar base, like that they yes, choose from, and then they're like add more of this, do this. Like, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
For example, Pat McGrath lip liners to me are the best formula lip liners like I have ever tried. Like, nobody does a lip liner like Pat McGrath, God bless. And recently I bought contour again for the 90th time. As you know, it's my favorite lip liner ever. And the packaging
Bitch,
changed.
You left one at my house that was this small. I was like, do I that toss hurt this? Me. Do I no! send it with the makeup brushes?
Don't toss it, please.
You're like, there's still some left.
I know. I'm like, I got at least 7 applications of contour with that. I'm like you with the fucking one size setting spray. I just have a bunch of contours.
Bro, when I like something, I don't want to, like, I cannot run out of it. So then I have some overlaps. You know what I mean?
That is so fucking, well, no, you had one totally empty, mama. I threw it out.
You threw it out?
I did. One of the one size setting sprays I threw away. You had 5 sitting on your desk and one was completely empty.
Who are you, Nassim? Literally, what do you think? What do you think you're doing throwing out my shit?
I mean, to be fair, I threw it in the little garbage that was right next to the vanity, so I'm sure you could peep in and grab it. It was like,
probably still there. I haven't changed that garbage out in weeks. But also, I totally didn't notice. So, like, you're right. I could definitely
exactly.
Throw out
some you didn't fucking notice, and I didn't notice that I left a little contour at your house. No idea. I had no idea because I've been using
the
new one.
Oh my god, it was microscopic. I'm surprised I even. Was able to see it with my astigmatism.
My point is, like, the packaging came different. Like, the lip liner, the outer part is different. And it feels a little bit like if she paid less for the pack. Like, I'm just thinking as, like, a product development
person.
Is the
formula the same?
The formula is the same. Like, it lasted super long time. And I'm like, maybe Pat McGrath was like, I can't. I mean, I don't know.
I'm assuming.
But I'm just like, maybe I can't give up this amazing quality, but things are so expensive. And trust me, I get it. I've had to, like, raise prices on my nail polish or whatever. Things are getting really crazy. But maybe she's like, I can't. Make it like a shittier formula, so maybe I have to change the packaging and make it a little bit, which
yeah,
in that case,
which like okay I think
with.
Most consumers would prefer yeah, agree, as long as agree. You're not making it from like a wooden pencil to like one of the roll-up ones or something dramatic yeah, right. like that yeah, that yeah, the packaging yeah. would change the formula almost then mm-hmm. like go for it, do whatever, literally put it in a pile of shit and I'll still use it. I don't give a mm-hmm. fuck.
Don't get me wrong, like I do love a packaging. I love a beautiful packaging. I do. I keep a lot of my makeup that has gorgeous packaging for it.
It's like you with all those Gucci lipsticks, like for what, bitch?
They're just so cute.
Yeah, but you don't reach for them, right? Like no, they're just purely for pretty, like,
they're
just
to look pretty
at it.
For my shelf. Yeah, I don't put one of those on my face ever.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, so, I haven't bought a Gucci lipstick since the ColourPop.
If you're
days,
a collector, mama. Then that's different because you're willing yeah. to spend money just for something to look nice. But for most sure. people just want makeup that's going to work on their face.
That's what I'm saying. Like at the end of the day, I rather just have a good formula. And when you see a drugstore product, right, a lot of the formulas match up to high-end formulas. It's just the packaging obviously never compares. But it's
truly.
Like,
especially nowadays, it's actually crazy. Like drugstore is slaying.
Drugstore is slaying. Except like, what's up with them L'Oreal prices? I'm sorry, L'Oreal. Every time I look at a L'Oreal.
They just
price.
Launched a foundation for $20. I'm like, holy okay.
shit.
We're going to have to put you on the other side of the store, bitch, if you keep it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I wouldn't call you drugstore anymore, L'Oreal. Like, damn.
I know.
You'll see, like, a freaking Charlotte Tilbury compact, for example, and it's, like, metal and really heavy and gorgeous and beautiful. Don't get me wrong. And you know damn well she paid top dollar for that packaging. Like, packaging is super expensive.
Yeah.
But, like, you'll probably have the same application and the same look from your essence powder that, yeah, it's like a little plastic dome and it's not very cute, but it's going to get the job done. And you paid a lot less.
Yeah. I have to be honest. I do use a lot of high-end makeup. I do.
So do I.
Like, when I'm looking at my desk, like, I would say the majority of shit I use is, like, mid to high-end. Like, my favorite little highlighter thing of all time is Chanel. God bless.
No, I know. I mean, that is true, for sure. And I'm not gonna lie, Jesse. I know I'm about to contradict everything that we've been saying, but, like, I cannot find a good Chanel dupe. Like, the little highlighter you put me onto,
bitch,
I can't find
not
a
even
good...
close. It's undupable.
A lot of drugstore brands have come out with similar products. I don't think they're as good. And I'm not saying it's because it's Chanel, whatever. I just haven't been able to find
something.
A dupe for it.
I agree. And I think that there are some products like that. Like, for instance, the Inglot, like Duraline. Like, there's certain products yeah. that I'm like, I have not found anything that could do what those products can do. The fucking Chanel bomb that Sabrina Carpenter wears. I've said this a million times. Sabrina Carpenter's yeah. esthetician came up to us right before her concert. I don't know why. She just, I don't know, felt magnetically pulled towards us. And then she started talking like, you're going to the Sabrina concert, whatever. And she ended up telling us that the highlight that she has that makes her cheeks so fucking juicy and delicious is Rosé Balm. I don't know what they call it, like Universal Balm or something like that.
Yeah.
From Chanel. And guys, I have never looked back. Like, you can see the difference from like when I used to use it to now. And it just gives me that like, oh my God, is she like
it does.
Pregnant? Is she like, what's going on with the skin? It's so glowy.
It's the formula and the way that a lot of the drugstore dupes that I've been trying to use to see if there's anything comparable, even other high-end balms that are not compared to the Chanel one.
They disrupt your makeup.
They disrupt the makeup. The Chanel one almost like sits on top, and then the drugstore ones that I've tried are almost like too thin and greasy. So it's not giving you the real glow. It's like too thin. It doesn't look as glowy as the Chanel. But how the Chanel is a balm but also doesn't disrupt your makeup. So I do think, I'm sure those formulas are more expensive to make. I'm sure.
And listen, I'm going to pay for it. I just bought a fresh one.
Yeah.
I've gone through two of them.
I get that, but I don't know. Like, some things are revolutionary and some things are not. Is Charlotte Tilbury all revolutionary?
No, I don't think a lot of it is revolutionary. I'm going to be 100% honest. That's what bothers me about Charlotte. Sorry that we're going on for so long. And literally, if you watch Do We Know Them Too, you're going to have to hear me say this all, you know, say this two times. I don't find Charlotte's makeup to be like anything. Like, okay, the makeup itself could be good quality, but she literally is like, I'm a creative. I innovated the space. And I'm like, did you?
No, but she did though. She did. She has like a huge influence.
The flawless filter thing, maybe.
Yeah, and her magic cream was a big deal. Like, I don't love it. It smells like flowers and it's too much. But I'm saying, like, I know that was a very
cream.
No, it's magic cream.
Like, I feel like she didn't revolutionize that. She tried to make her own version of like Embryolisse. You know what I mean?
You know, I don't know the history of the makeup space, like, but I do think as a she makeup was very artist, impactful.
She probably had a product she really liked to use, and then she was like, I'm just going to make those, but my brand.
Are you saying
like,
she's another Patrick innovate. Ta?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I hate when people act like they innovated something in the makeup space, and that if you don't have that something, you're going to look like ugly piece of shit on the floor. Like,
no, for sure, for sure. I do think that she was very influential in the space at the time, like, you know, and her magic cream and the flawless filter. I do think she was. But she freaking Pat McGrath? No.
No, I don't think so.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, and that's ZBiotics.
Guys, we love ZBiotics so much. I mean, look at this photo. We were taking ZBiotics right before the Hilary Duff concert. It's truly become a part of my weekend activities. Like, before I have my first alcoholic drink, I'm passing ZBiotics out to everybody, and I have heard nothing but amazing feedback. People in my life refuse to drink without it at this point, and it's just so amazing.
We have put so many people onto ZBiotics.
I know.
Both, like, your family and friends, my family and friends. We were drinking for your family barbecue, and my mom felt blended, and she never does.
And if you don't know, ZBiotics is a pre-alcohol probiotic drink, and it's super cool. I've never seen anything like it before, because when you drink, what happens is that alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut, and it's a buildup of this byproduct, not necessarily dehydration, that is to blame for rough days after drinking. And boy, was I having some rough days, let me tell you.
Yeah, and it basically produces an enzyme to break down the byproduct, and all you have to do is remember to take your ZBiotics as your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and then you'll feel your best the next day.
And come on, July is packed with barbecues, fireworks, lake weekends, late nights with friends, you know? And we want you to keep the good times rolling. So go ahead and drink your pre-alcohol before you go out and wake up ready for whatever the next day brings.
So yeah, remember to head on over to zbiotics.com/jkpod and use the code jkpod at checkout for 15% off.
And thank you so much to ZBiotics for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Is she Danessa Myricks? Certainly
not. I was just going to say, is she Danessa Myricks? Hell no. Like, Danessa Myricks is
actually a very good example of an innovator, because I just ordered her water powder serum thing, and it's literally a liquid that you can put, and it's like powders your skin. Like,
tried
bro,
that.
People are saying, because like I have really bad like smile line situations. So like I want to put that on my smile lines before I put on any makeup, because I just crackle and spackle. And they say that it's like really going to help with that. Like, she's just so innovative. Like,
no,
a water that is a powder? What are you talking about?
No one is as innovative as Danessa Myricks.
No.
Danessa Myricks is the most talented, innovative makeup artist I have
ever
seen.
She's a humble queen who's not going to look at you and say, if you don't use my fucking makeup, you're not going to look beautiful.
She really is such a
she would never say that, and that's why we love her.
Yeah, no, she is amazing. And plus, I always know if a brand like slays so hard by their glitter formula. God bless Charlotte Tilbury, please don't kick me off the PR list. I really love your Pillow Talk lip liner more than anything ever. I love it so much. But I will say, Charlotte Tilbury glitter does not compare to Pat McGrath, Danessa Myricks, like even Patrick Ta. Like, they don't compare to that shimmer. Like, it's not as good, the Charlotte Tilbury shimmers. It's not.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Anyway, Charlotte needs to relax. Shall we get into ¿Qué dice mi gente?
We shall. I feel like there's so much to deceer about the gentes.
Oh my God, Kathleen said that she has like this like surprise for me or something? Not a surprise for me, but like something that you haven't, you didn't want to tell me yesterday.
No, I have serious tea that I have to tell you.
Is it tea that you're going to allow us to keep into the episode? Because I'm not
saying
Yes,
I'm just not going to say any names. I mean, I'm going to tell you the names, but we're not going to leave the names in the episode.
I love being behind the scenes. If I was on the other side, I'd be pissed. But I get all the tea. I love it. Okay. Julia Montejo says, maybe it's not the Nefertiti neck lift that gave you the UTI, but maybe it's the fact that the... But maybe it's the fact that last episode you said you were pulling grass out of your cooter from the slip and slide.
Jesse sent me that comment and I lost it. I'm like, maybe you know what? She's onto something.
I mean, it's not impossible that a shard of grass is something got shoved up my peel. Like,
that's not literally impossible.
I was actually pulling it out of my cooter. That is true.
Same. So was I. I thought that was so funny.
But guys, I'm UTI free. Let's go. Yay! Power of Western medicine and antibiotics.
And cranberry juice. Am I right?
No, bitch. None of that. I was like trying to home remedy it. I got about 2 hours in. I said, if this doesn't go away, I'm going to kill myself.
I love cranberry juice.
Bitch, that doesn't cure a UTI though. And also to me, it's just not worth it. Like it could spread into a kidney infection. I don't got time for that. You didn't know that?
A UTI? Well, I mean, oh wait.
Do you know anything about your body?
No, I don't know anything. To be fair, I've only had one UTI in my life.
Oh, I've had a bunch.
Yeah,
I haven't had one in years, but I've had a bunch in my life. But like a UTI could easily spread to a kidney infection.
Like, oh my God, like the way that you get a toothache and then get a brain aneurysm and die? Like that?
Something like that.
Oh my God. I don't like that. Jesus.
So yeah, it just wasn't worth it. And honestly, by the second dose of antibiotic, it no longer hurt when I pee. I said, wow, this is magic.
I'm all about medicine. God bless Steve Jobs and his journey in life. But I need medicine.
Why would you say that?
Well, because Steve Jobs did everything like
this. No, I know. Don't explain it. Don't explain it.
I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
If it's something that could use a supplement, like, for instance, I know there's supplements for like libido or like mild problems that you're like, oh, I'm going to try this supplement because it might help me with this like, you know, side effect or something.
Right.
Totally fine with that. If you have a fucking infection, I fear you need antibiotics.
No, like, for sure.
I got on Plush Care really quick. Oh my God, I fucking love Plush Care. Not sponsored.
What is that?
It's just like telehealth. Like literally I booked, remember when we were filming and then I was like, I have an appointment. I had the appointment for five minutes and then for my depression medication and antibiotics. Wow. It was
damn, that's awesome.
No, because sometimes you just need a prescription. You don't want to go to fucking urgent care or whatever. And it's like $120 if you don't have a membership or something like that.
What the hell? I need to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dude, during COVID, when nobody wanted to freaking refill my birth control, and I was like, COVID is going to get me pregnant. I'm going to kill myself. It's like the whole thing because I couldn't get my birth control. And I had, I'm going to say something, but I'm not going to say it.
Wait a second. How are you on birth control?
Not anymore.
Oh, because I was going to say, bitch, birth control sent me almost to the loony bin. Almost.
Well, I was on a very, very low birth control, like low estrogen kind of thing. I was like on low estrogen.
They gave me a fucking IUD and they said there's no, like it's localized hormones. It's only going to go in your uterus. Within 5 days, I had to go take it out because I was non-functioning. I was literally sobbing and like falling to the floor 20 times a day.
One time I had to get off of low estrogen and get on like a different kind of brand, like when Danny was in the military or whatever, and it made me like not okay. And I had to get back on low estrogen. I always felt totally normal on low estrogen, but during COVID, when I couldn't go back to my doctor, like I couldn't, like the yearly pap smear or whatever, so I couldn't refill my prescription. Like they didn't want to give it to me. They were like, sorry, we can't see you. I'm like, what do you mean? I need to not get pregnant.
That's weird that they wouldn't just call it in. Like, that's actually stupid.
So I had to get it underground.
It's not fair. Like, what we have to deal with is not fair. Birth control, periods, birth, pick your poison. Which one do you fucking want? Like, it's literally, like, just awful. You know, I woke up with my period and the UTI in the same day. I was completely destroyed down there. I was, like, struggling so bad.
No, horrible.
And honestly, I just dealt with it. I was like, okay, fine. I'm just doing my stuff. Women are just very resilient. Well, anyway.
We really are.
Moving on from my vaginal infections, AJFK43, our good friend, says, OMG, I am a teacher. So if you guys don't remember, in our last Que Dice Mi Gente, the first comment we read was from her. And it was saying, like, I love the podcast, but, like, you guys are on your phone too much, essentially. And I'm just going to have to listen because it's driving me nuts. And then we were joking and being like, what are you, a fucking teacher? Like, why can't we have our phones? And then all the comments were like, I don't give a fuck if you're on your phone the whole time. It feels like we're on FaceTime, whatever. And so she comments, OMG, I am a teacher. Sorry, ladies. I won't comment about the phones anymore. Love y'all in the podcast. That made me
that
sad.
Made me
I was
feel
like, girl,
so
comment
bad.
About whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
like,
actually, who cares?
Like, we were thinking it was super funny. Like, yeah, we yeah, were yeah. not, you know what I mean? But she follows it up with, also, I think I was about to start my period because damn, that was bitchy of me.
That's so funny. It wasn't bitchy
of
you.
Guys, this is the complaining podcast. You feel
free
to complain.
Like, Who like, are actually. We to complain about everything and then you comment something complaining and us get mad?
I mean, you're the complainers. And we will. And we will continue because this is the complaining podcast. We will complain about your complaints. But in the end, it's all just fun. We're all just a family complaining. Come on.
No, literally, it's the Just Complaining podcast, JK. But Maddie Luna says, I'm so sorry. Kathleen just referenced a cousin named Janine, but it was unclear to me if she was both a Virgo and mentally ill. Can someone please explain? I thought that was so funny. I'm like, oh yeah, I did
you
say Janine.
You just said Janine? You didn't
did
say my mentally ill Virgo cousin?
I did just say Janine. No.
Unacceptable. Next time, I'll put a clarification on screen if you ever say just Janine. Yeah, I
know. Because it's like, what, you have two cousins named Janine? Because you know what? But dude, okay, we posted a video on Patreon the other day of us reacting to old videos. It was like part two of like a series we started on Patreon. And when I was looking through the comments of like a mukbang years ago, where we were talking shit about Jake Paul and all of that. You remember that video? So when I went on that video, the top comment, okay, from Sarah McIntyre, this was 6 years ago. This says, where's the Jesse and Kathleen podcast? And it has almost 4,000 likes.
Oh my God. Sarah, are you here?
Are you here,
I
Sarah?
Know.
I doubt it.
What if
I
she's not it. Here? That's crazy. So what did you want it for? You're not even here.
No, Sarah's so here. Sarah's like, that's me. That's me. Sarah's so here. You're right. It's taken us so long to be funny. Here. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, that's not beautiful, but you know what I mean?
It is beautiful. By the way, we just celebrated, like I logged in. I think we mentioned that already, that it's our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, are we already at 1 year?
I think it passed because when I logged into our YouTube account, it had like this little thing that had like birthday balloons and it said, congratulations, like happy anniversary. Oh, I love how God. I didn't send that to you at all. No, I just enjoyed the moment by myself.
Yeah, you didn't send it at all. That's so beautiful.
I know. Honestly, I definitely have said on the record multiple times that there was no way that we would ever do a podcast together. I think I even said that on Do We Know Them? Because we just like our schedules and I just didn't see it. I didn't have the vision of like actually doing this.
No, for sure.
Don't you agree? Because I feel like with Do We Know Them, it's the same. Like once you get into the flow of it and it becomes part of your schedule, it becomes easier to do. Like I feel like the thought of the podcast, you're not listening to me and I'm going to literally jump off.
Yeah, no, the thought of the podcast,
wow.
Yes, I've been listening.
Where's AJ?
It becomes
FK.
Easier to do.
You are so right.
First of all, are we not on the ¿Qué dice mi gente segment? I gotta look for my ¿Qué dice mi
gente? We are, but I saw you like really trying to see what the people were saying. You know,
no,
like you were,
no, like, no. I'm so listening. You said we were just talking about it. It was just like a theory, you know.
I just didn't think it was possible, is what I'm saying. Like I didn't see the vision of like schedule wise, mostly because God bless, because of you mainly.
Listen, I get it. I get it.
But you have done, and you guys don't even know the half of it. Like, I know that Kathleen doesn't do the editing or whatever, but like, you really do put in the effort for filming. Like, there are so many times that you have, no, actually, you do. Like, there's been so many times where just to send me the footage, she's Ubered to like three places to try to get like better internet to
I
try
have
to figure
to do
out. You're
something.
Not just like,
you're literally editing the whole, you're doing every, you're like, wow, you sent me the memory card footage. Congratulations.
I just think that, you know, come on, the effort is there. You don't feel low effort at all because like you really do. Like if we say we're gonna be there, you're like, okay, and I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do, I don't know, it feels like
stop
you're putting
it, just
in effort. Come
literally
on.
Stop
all right, you know
it.
What, let me just shut the fuck up then. I
yeah,
guess
literally just stop right now. I can't.
Well, me trying to compliment you.
You know, I don't like that.
Did anybody comment about our extreme clickbait? I couldn't even bear
no,
to see it
because you see, because it wow. wasn't clickbait. We well, to be fair, it kind of was because I uncovered the tip.
Kathleen, we were trying to figure out the title, which honestly sometimes is easier than others, but on this show is pretty hard overall.
It is. No, like, I would assume on the Do We Know Them, the titles just, you know, write themselves.
They pretty but, much do. Yeah.
You know how stupid I am? The other day, like I literally, whenever I'm doing chores or doing anything, I put on Do We Know Them. Like I literally just like base out to Do We Know Them all the time. And the other day.
Well, we've come a long way from you saying like, I don't watch that show.
I know, but now I just love it.
I love it. I love it and I watch.
I got halfway through the video and I realized it was an old video from a year ago and I didn't even notice because I was like mopping and doing a bunch of shit. And it's funny because you started saying, guys, we are not closing down. Do We Know Them? Guys, like, Do We Know Them is not going anywhere. Relax. And I'm like, with my mop, I'm like, what the hell? Are people like starting rumors that Do We Know Them? Whatever. And then you start talking about how you started the podcast, like the JK podcast. And I'm like, why is she talking about our podcast? That was... I look at the fucking thing. It was like 1 year ago. I'm like, oh my God. Mind you, I
the
didn't
good thing
notice
about
the
Do We
jump.
Know Them is like you could literally watch any episode. And if you haven't seen it, it's kind of like if you're watching it now because it's just like the topic at the time kind of thing. But yeah, no, it's insane. The fact that I have two podcasts, I regularly post content, feels like a fever dream. Never would have seen that coming.
It really is so impressive.
Lauren Corinne says, Jessie can fall asleep through 4 shots of espresso, but God forbid she drinks some hot chocolate.
Oh my God, I saw that. I thought it was so funny.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's bodies are different. We all react differently to things. Oh my God, somebody commented about us forgetting the 1 year anniversary of JK. Yeah, I guess we literally forgot it. So happy anniversary.
But like, it was last episode when we made 1 year, like when we posted the last episode?
I think so.
Wow, we don't do...
Which
Here's
is super weird because this is also my 4 year Do We Know Them anniversary was yesterday.
What?
No, it's today. It's today, actually.
Oh, then today. Are you going to film with Lily today?
No, we filmed yesterday.
Oh, Lily usually has such a big surprise for you.
Oh, no surprises. God bless. She's been dealing with a lot.
Oh, with the whole...
And
the
we just passed the 300. I mean, come on.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, damn, here, guys, you're not going to get any super cool moments, like any golden eggs or any plaques or anything, because I'm not cute and creative like Lily. So I ain't gifting Jessie shit. You know, like Lily will like message Nassim and be like, I have a package coming. Don't tell her. I'm not cute like that.
You would forget to send me a package. You'd be like, oh my God.
Totally. Well, did you send me my brushes already? My makeup brushes are still at your house, aren't they? I love when it turns out you're just like me.
It's no, I'm not. It normally that would have been out. It would have been out. I've just like, it's so many roadblocks. And now it's Saturday, so I have to wait till Monday.
Listen, you don't have to explain yourself to me. I get it.
It's so funny because Amelie, every time she walks by, she goes, are those Capine's brushes? I said, yeah. She goes, can I use one? I said, no.
Oh my God, are we done with Elisa? I have to talk about the cap, Amelie and the poison bed.
Yes, minus. I just wanted to read this one from Elizabeth Cornelius, who says, Stephanie from Parkway Travel is becoming a vocal stim for me.
Oh my God, I did see that. Stephanie from Parkway Travel.
And it's all one sentence. Stephanie from Parkway Travel.
I love that. Oh my God, Stephanie was so... She screenshot and she sent me a comment of somebody being like, isn't Stephanie from Parkway Travel a teacher? And she doesn't know about the Vietnam War. Guys, she's a first grade teacher. They don't know about the Vietnam War.
She teaches small children, which is... Thank God.
No, she's like... I'm not going to watch that episode. I'm like, no, look at it. I just said that we're dumb as rocks and the public school system sucks. She's like, oh, the system I work for. I go, damn, you know what?
What subjects does she teach, though?
Oh, aren't, like, when you're a first grade teacher, don't you teach them all or something? How does that work? I don't know. She has, like, a partner. She has a teacher partner.
I don't think history. I don't think you do history. She does
reading.
She does,
like, read. No, I mean, I don't think so.
Period. And she could totally read.
Oh, she slays at essays and reading and writing and stuff.
I love that. So she is totally, guys,
first of all, Stephanie from Parkway Travel is very smart. She just didn't know about the Vietnam War, right?
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Warby Parker.
Honestly, guys, why did buying glasses feel so complicated and so overpriced? It wasn't until we discovered Warby Parker that truly has changed the game for me. I'm currently wearing my Warby Parker glasses right now, and I freaking love them.
What's the style that you wear?
Franny, always Franny. I love Franny. They're my favorite, honestly. But these with like the tortoise shell and stuff, I just feel like they're so chic and cute, and they look so cute with my little wiener dog shirt. I just love them.
Yeah, Warby Parker makes buying glasses so easy. I feel like before, I would put off doing eye exams, but with Warby Parker, you don't have to find a doctor, book an appointment, figure out if they take your insurance, the whole shebang. And then the craziest part about buying glasses before was I would do my eye exam with one place, and then I would buy glasses from another place because they were too expensive.
Yeah, same.
At that doctor.
They just also didn't have like cute frames. Like a lot of the places that I would go to get the eye exams, like the glasses just weren't so chic and cute. Warby Parker gives you the eye exam, but also really, really trendy, great frames at such an affordable price.
Yeah, their prescription glasses start at $95, and the quality really is there, let me tell you. I have bought other glasses online for a similar price point, and I would have to repurchase every couple of months. I have had my Warby Parker glasses for quite a while now, and they are just as good as the day I got them. They're not bending, they're not slipping off my face. That's what would drive me nuts.
And of course, you guys know my absolute favorite thing about Warby Parker. They have the buy a pair, give a pair program that they have. So whenever you buy a pair of glasses from Warby Parker, they give one to somebody in need. So it's like, you're doing such a good thing.
Yeah, and so far, they have distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need through that program. So it's really, really cool.
I love that.
And right now you can buy one pair of glasses and get 20% off any additional pairs at warbyparker.com/jkpod.
That's 20% off any additional pairs when you purchase one pair at warbyparker.com, warbyparker.com/jkpod.
And thank you so much to Warby Parker for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I mean, but literally same. I feel like just give me the right category and watch me shine. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like me in high school. I was a genius at Algebra 2. A genius. But anything else, a fucking idiot. Like, oh, no. I actually was so dumb.
I could not do any kind of math. Algebra 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can't do
I'm
it.
Only good at algebra. I'm not good at anything else. I could figure out the value of X in 1 second.
Okay, what the fuck is algebra? Like, you know what I mean? Compared to, like, what is the other math?
No, I don't know what it is or why it is. Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I have no idea why it is the way it is. Never have used it in real life application, but I did feel very smart in the moment.
I remember taking, like, chemistry class, and I'm like, isn't this supposed to be science? Fuck why chemistry. Am I doing so much
fuck
math?
Chemistry and fuck my weird ass freaky teacher, Mr. What was his name? Mr. Whipple?
You see? The names match like the people.
I know that there was nipple jokes involved. So I'm like, Mr. Sucks. Whipple. No, Miss Whipple was my art teacher in like third grade. And yeah,
that's such an art teacher name. Whipple,
like nipple. Everybody would say
yeah, kids are fucking demons.
She was so nice. What was his fucking name? I don't know. He was creepy. He had a creepy stash. And I would just fall asleep in his class. And every time he went to go wake me up, I just would pretend that I couldn't.
Wake up?
Yeah, like I just wouldn't respond to him. I'd just stay there with my eyes open and my head down.
Like a corpse? With your eyes open?
Like yeah, like person. I was awake, but I didn't want him to like don't leave me alone. Like I don't want to be involved in this
class.
Yeah,
no, wow. I could, bro, if I were ever a teacher, especially, how old are you when you did that?
I must have been like 16.
Yeah, I would get like beat up in the classroom for sure if I had to teach 16-year-olds.
No, actually, nightmare. And these days, like they're like chopped and unk and fuck.
No, I can't.
Actually,
I mean, to be fair, they were like that too when we were younger too, just different.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to take a moment to say I love you teachers, especially you, AJ, FK, whatever. I love you guys. Like, truly angels love you amongst us. Like, beyond. And
you guys need to get paid way more. God bless. Like, half the shit.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Stephanie from Parkaway Travel, okay? Which, thank you so much for supporting her and her business. Because, bro, she spent $1,000 of her own money last year, like, doing shit for the classroom. And I'm like, man, they don't, like, the fact that...
That dumb bitch, why doesn't she send us her list?
I know. I was like, what? No. You know how a lot of teachers have, like, their little, like, wish list and a lot of people donate to the... She refuses to do that, bro. She like le da pena.
Oh my God. She's like my son's teacher, bro. My son's teacher is an angel on earth. Like she bought him, like each of them have their like special blanket. So like if they want like a comfort item, she bribes him with marshmallows to do work. Like oh all of God, that shit. And I so told cute. Her a million times, please, like whatever you bribe him with, whatever you need, like tell us and we'll bring it for you. Like don't be purchasing things. No, she never tells us.
I know. I feel so bad. Bullshit. Like they definitely do not. It's crazy. And she's like, don't get me wrong. There's like some teachers here that like won't spend their own money or whatever. She's like, but I want to make it like good for the kids. Like I want to make it fun and exciting.
So do a fucking list. Let the parents have it. Let us have it. Like, come on.
She says that luckily, like in her classroom, all of the parents are super, super like giving and they help her out a lot. But she's like, I will never ask them for anything. So, you know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Our humble queen.
Shout out Parkaway Travel.
Anyway, tell me the tea right now. Right now. Tell me. I've waited long enough. Hello?
No, okay. I was just going through the list of notes to see if there's anything that I wanted to touch on before we got into the tea. And I do have you know how I was going back and forth?
No, but I don't want to wait any longer for the tea. No, this is really quick. I want the tea right now. This I've is waited really quick. So long.
You know how I was going back and forth between the slushy and the creamy?
Like, I bought a new slushy. How'd you know?
No. What? You bought the new slushy? You fucking bitch. You bought the new slushy. I knew it when you sent it to me. I knew you sending that to me. I was like, are you sending that to me?
I bought the one I sent you.
I knew it. So wait, that's the slushy and the creamy.
I bought the Ninja
one.
Slushy Max, I fear.
Wait, so what are you going to do with your Ninja
from what
slushy?
I've heard is that basically it just gets so cold that like if you do the milkshake setting even, it's going to make it like a soft serve type of thing.
I need proof though. Because what you sent me was like a sorbet.
Bitch, I sent you proof.
No, the proof was sorbet-ish.
No, it was a soft serve ice cream. Like it was like, looked like a vanilla ice cream in a cone.
But wasn't it so like icy?
Dude, but let me tell you something. The Ninja Slushy Max, holy shit. First of all, Ninja Slushy is perfectly fine. I would get that. Like if you were just starting off, like nobody needs a Ninja Slushy Max. I don't want people to think like, I just bought the fucking regular one. No, totally fine. It's going to slay super
Wait,
hard.
What makes it better?
Oh my God. Okay, well, let me talk about it. It's double capacity. So like you can just fit a lot more in it.
Okay.
It's humongous. So it's not
actually
as portable.
I do like that because when I really wanted another round of my blueberry tart drink that you had, you're like, sorry, I ran
And then
out.
Everybody had to wait. No, bitch. I could put like 2 pitchers in there and it's
Damn,
good.
Okay.
And it freezes a lot quicker than
Ooh,
the other one.
That is good. That is good.
So those are the two benefits. So yeah.
That's it?
And it has slush assist, so you don't even have to like be monitoring it and changing it. Like if you put slush assist, it's just gonna keep it at the perfect consistency for hours.
Oh, so it has like kind of like a warm a warm vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. And it'll adjust the temperature. Like if it feels it too thick, it's going to like make it a little bit less cold so that it's not as thick. Like honestly, super slay. But like I said, Ninja Slushy's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So don't
yeah.
worry about that.
Yeah. I was going back and forth.
That yesterday, I had two slushies going. I had one for the kids and one for me. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous.
For both machines? Wait, are you keeping both machines?
I was going to give it to my mom, but then I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to keep it because there are a lot of times that the kids want, you know what I mean? And like, if I go to the pool, so like, oh my God, when I go to my sister-in-law's house, Janice, I bring the Ninja Slushy and then I bring this generator that I bought on TikTok. It's called the Jackery, you know, just in case the world ends and I need to charge my phone.
Oh, okay.
And so I bring that by the pool. So like right by the pool, we have the fucking slushy machine going and everybody's just getting their fucking slushy. So slay. So like, the regular one is more portable.
A full ass generator just to have that shit on the go.
It wasn't just for that.
Right.
You know, right. If the power goes out, come on.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't know what that's going to do if the power goes out.
My slushy obsession is getting a bit out of hand. But yeah, I justified it to Nassim because when you buy on TikTok, when you're like in the creator program, it tells you that you can get it as a refundable sample. So that means that essentially you pay for it. But if you sell a certain amount, they'll give you your money back. The brand. So I told him, I'm like, bro, yes, I did buy another slushy maker. I was like,
so what are you gonna do? You're gonna put like a video on TikTok and then do like the little TikTok shop link?
If I sell three of them, then I get the money back. Three of them.
Girl, you better make your TikTok. You better make that TikTok.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I can show my Gin O'Clock one. That's the name of the recipe. We named it Gin O'Clock. That's the purple one that you liked.
Oh, I love Gin O'Clock. I think it's better than Livy and Jesse.
I like Livy and Jesse better only because of the vodka in it. Like gin to me, like I like gin. But like the effect on me makes me a little sleepier. Vodka, like I'm ready to take my tit out, party, you know what I mean?
I will say vodka does have the ability to make like.
Yeah.
Why do you get so loose? Not you. I mean, like in general, people. Like I even feel that way on vodka. Like Grey Goose will turn me into a rabbit.
Got you feeling
animal.
Loose. Yeah, there's Grey Goose in Livy and Jesse, by the way.
Oh, you
I've heard you guys. And my brother has sent me the request that you guys want us to have Livy and Jesse in our show when we do our live show. And I'm like,
Miami Coca-Cola.
I need to find a way to make that happen. I understand that involves like maybe having 75 ninja slushies there.
There's no way we're going to do Livy and Jesse at the fucking...
I know, fuck, I'm pissed.
We could probably see wherever we do the venue if they offer slushy type of drinks and then we just tell them the recipe, you know?
Usually there's like a slushy type of drink. Come on. I feel bro, I'll definitely beg on my hands and knees and do what needs to be done. What happened?
I'm like drinking my Cuban coffee like tiny little sip per tiny little sip so it can last.
I know that shit is freezing cold.
Freezing.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, okay, the tea, come on, give it to me.
Well, by the way, I was just saying, okay, that I was in between the Ninja Creamy or the slushy, so I bought the Ninja Crispy instead. And I said, you know what? I can't decide. So I'm buying something else. And then
did you at least get the fucking pro?
I'm not done.
Did you get the pro?
I got the dual, like the new dual. It's like newer. But then it got
to my
house.
What do you mean two?
And then, no, it's like a dual. So you can do two, like whatever. But then it got to my house and then I returned it. And then I bought the Ninja oven.
Oh my God. You actually are so annoying.
Now I'm happy. I have the Ninja oven, which by the way, it does everything the crispy. I don't know why people pick crispy over the oven. I mean, it's
maybe
like
$50 somebody doesn't
cheaper.
Want a ginormous toaster oven on their
it's
fucking counter.
It's not that big. It's like.
It's bigger than the fucking. Yeah, that's really.
Whatever. Anyway,
no, I know what you're talking about and I've seen it and it looks cool, but the crispy can do all of that and is way more compact. God bless.
Wait, did you just say that the crispy could do everything the oven does? That is not true. That's why I returned it and got the oven. That's actually not true.
Do you not own an oven?
Yeah, but the oven is massive. The oven's like, and I can't, like this oven, by the way, this oven, the Ninja oven is also an air fryer. So the bottom one does the air frying, the top, like, and you can, it also has smart cooking. Let's say if I put asparagus, chicken, spaghetti in the bottom on whatever, you click smart cook and they all cook at the
spaghetti?
Exact. I don't know, I'm just giving an example.
What the fuck? Why would you put spaghetti in your oven? An eclair on the right side, fondant on the left. I'm like, what the fuck is this mix of shit? Holy hell.
Well, you can bake cookies, do all of that, all at the same
you
time.
You can bake in the Ninja Crispy. Next.
No, you can bake in the, no.
You can put spaghetti in your Ninja Crispy.
No.
Next.
First of all, you cannot bake like the way you can an oven in a Ninja Crispy. No, you cannot.
You can bake?
Not the way you could can in an oven.
You can bake in the Ninja Crispy. You can proof bread in the Ninja Crispy.
Listen, there is so much more you can do. I've seen countless videos. That's why I'm returning my crisp. I returned my crisp.
Okay. I don't even care if you get a slushy at this point. Like, no, do you. You know what I mean?
Because Michelle,
I don't care.
Michelle gave me her creamy, so I'm good.
She gave you her creamy?
Yeah, she had the original creamy, like the first one that
Let
came out.
Let me guess, it fucking sucked and she
never
used
it. No, it's not that it fucking sucked, it's that she never used it.
Oh yeah, why? Because it sucks and you have to fucking prep your ice cream 24 hours
in
advance.
Oh my God, I can't wait to use it every day. And I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to post pictures of my protein ice cream.
You need to take a picture every time and I want to see the timestamps.
Oh, I am.
Every time you make ice cream, take a picture.
Every night, because it's going to happen every night. Every night, I'm going to show you my protein ice cream in a little thing, and you're going to see.
Okay, so just make sure that after you eat your protein ice cream, that you prep it for the next day. Because yeah, if not, you're not going
to
have ice
cream.
That's
what I'm going to have to do. Yeah, it takes 5 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, are you ready? I do have a note that I want to talk about, like some girl, some drama channel girl who's like so obsessed with Mikayla Nogueira that it's kind of like scaring me. She's wigging me out, but we'll talk about that next time.
It's your secret account.
No, this girl's like super fucking
weird.
Is it
like Rich Lux part two?
No, this chick is like...
Rich Lux is sniffing Mikayla Nogueira's ass every day of her life.
Is he? I don't know. I haven't blocked.
Are you joking? She does anything and he goes live. He's like, can you believe?
That's like this okay. girl, literally like this girl. But she's like going on about her relationships and her ex and her Cody. And like every video that she posts, she's like, can you... It's like every girl, like, shut up. Like, let it go. But I'll talk about that next time because I do... Like, the girl gives me the heebie-jeebies. Anyway, bro. People... are evil. You cannot trust anybody in this world. You cannot trust a soul in this world, okay? Hey guys, I'm here to interrupt this fantabulous episode with some updates and some information about the tea that I'm about to spill. That turns out I cannot. It has been so crazy to see how this story, how this tea has developed behind the scenes. It got so crazy that now legal is involved. That's right. The parties are suing each other. Let me talk about it in a vague way where I can't get sued. Because I think had we left in all the things I said, I even said people's names, I was definitely name dropping. And maybe saying some not so nice things. Wow, I almost just broke these mics. God's trying to tell me I'm gonna get sued if I talk about this. But listen, I'm not gonna say any names. I'm just gonna give you the rundown, the soft version of the tea, because I just spilled so much tea to Jessie right now. And I'm not gonna lie, I really did expect her jaw to be on the floor. She wasn't as shocked as I thought she was gonna be. She was just like, well, that's business, baby, you know? But I had a friend who I met through like my YouTube career. And you guys are not gonna get it because I've met a lot of friends through my YouTube career. But we actually used to work a lot together on a lot of several projects. And we've always kind of kept in touch. And recently she was telling me the craziest thing. They recently hired a new product development girl, and they've been noticing for like the past 6 months that some of their products were getting like more expensive than usual. And dude, long story short, this new PD person was like upcharging them and pretending that those products were actually costing more than they were, and essentially allegedly scamming the business. And it was so crazy. My friend caught on to it, told the owners got involved and like verified, because they had to verify through certain vendors or something. I don't know, crazy. But now there's like this whole legal thing happening, and my friend called me and was like, hey, you actually can't talk about it on the podcast because the parties are suing each other. And then I kind of freaked out a little bit because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get sued. So we had to cut it out. But then cutting out that segment cut out so much of this episode. So you probably noticed that this episode is shorter than usual. And me and Jessie were freaking out about that for a second, because I know we have sponsors in this video and we never want you guys to feel like we don't have enough footage for our sponsorships. We had a bit of a spiral this morning. I said, Jessie, listen. The folks understand, especially with Do We Know Them and everything that happens over there. Lily is in the middle of getting sued for a topic that they covered. I don't know if you guys know that, but it is wild and crazy over there. Shout out Lily. Seriously. Because trust me, I know. If anybody knows how much it sucks to get sued, it's me. And so basically, I just wanted to sit here and update you guys on that. Like, wow, I keep talking about the tea throughout the whole episode. And the tea is hot, but I don't want to go to jail. What tea? I don't know anything about what. I don't know who she is. She works for you? I don't know. I've never met her before. Wow, it really seems like I'm trying to buy time here. I swear I'm not. I basically just wanted to apologize. And I know Jessie's going to see this clip and be like, Kathleen, this is so stupid. Why don't we just, you know, cancel the whole episode? And to that I say, no, that's not what the people would want. The people would understand that it's a little bit shorter because of this thing that happened, okay? I feel like our friends here would understand. I feel like they would much rather get a shorter episode than no episode. I feel that in my bones, even if we do have three sponsors. And this never happens, okay? We have long videos. So you guys forgive us, right? I even busted out my mic. I even took out my little mic so that the audio could be really good, so Jessie could be like less annoyed by this random clip we're inserting in today's episode. Consider it a behind the scenes, if you will. This is where I film. This is the monitor I see Jessie. This is the monitor I see myself. These are my lights, you know, my mixer. Good stuff happens here, you know? I hope you enjoyed this tiny little clip that honestly didn't really extend the video that much, didn't make it that much longer, and Jessie is still mad at me. But you guys, forgive us, right? Because, like, we're all friends and stuff. Like, I feel like, know her feelings, you know?
anyway, back to us.
Oh, one more thing. I just want to say that everything I said, even the small tea that I spilled, is all allegedly. Like, I don't even know if that's true. Like, I don't even know how real that is. I don't know that company. I don't know if they're like lying to my friend or something. I don't know. Okay, I thought the tea would be a little bit longer. It was just so shocking to me that I had to share it with you. And I know that you guys don't care that much.
No, that was
because
really
you don't
bad.
Know who we're talking about, I don't think. Have you seen this girl? This is going back to the Michaela. I know me and you have sat here and we've criticized Michaela several times. And so many people have on the internet as well. But this girl's obsession with Michaela, if I'm Michaela, I put a restraining order of some kind. Or I do something.
Really?
Like, it's every fucking video.
I always wonder, like, as commentary creators, why people have to zone in that much. Like, even if you want to talk about every time Michaela fucks up, which, yes, is a lot, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, I think she does a lot of undisclosed ads. I think that her filter usage is irresponsible because she says she doesn't use a filter and it's mm-hmm. bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I think there are things to criticize her on. And even if you wanted to comment on every single one, can't you find other people to talk about in the meantime? Like, speaking as a drama channel myself,
yeah,
you don't have to hyper focus on one person. Like, it's not necessary.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Factor.
I love Factor so much. It takes the guesswork out of my meals for the week, let me tell you. If you don't know, Factor provides fresh, never frozen meals delivered straight to your door, ready in 2 minutes. You just pop them in the microwave and they are delicious. But more importantly, they're good for you.
Yeah, and it's honestly really, really hard, guys, to get something that's both delicious and good for you, especially now that I'm like on this new health journey with a personal trainer and stuff like that. A lot of the foods are so dry because a lot of sauce has so many calories and so many things. Factor is like saucy, creamy, delicious, but also healthy, so good for you. And the fact that I don't have to cook it, just comes to my house, I pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes, it has made my life so easy.
Yeah, and they have over 100 rotating weekly meals, so you're not gonna get tired of the food. And they ban over 175 ingredients, so they have like no artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils. You really don't have to think about it. You just choose what you think looks yummy and it's gonna be great. And personally, one of my favorite meals from Factor, every time I see it on the menu I pick it, is their vegetarian tamal bowl. Oh my god, delicious. Mm-hmm. I can eat that every day.
So all you guys have to do is head on over to factormeals.com/jkpod50off and use code jkpod50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box.
This is with a new subscription only while supplies last until September 27, 2026. See website for more details, and thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I feel like I get it. For example, all the videos that have come out about her where, like, you know, like that filter where she like pretends to rub the foundation off and it's like red underneath and it's like a filter that's not already there. Shit like that. Yes. All the drama channels, whatever. But this girl, look, let me show you her page. Like, when you sit there and you start talking shit about like people's personal lives and like their husbands and their exes and their... Guys, like, let's talk shit about the things that are warranted, like her elf kissing booth.
I will
her
say the other day,
this is
I
ridiculous.
Did see like Cody exposes text messages on whatever, and I did click on that video really quick.
It's like, well, I'm not saying we're not clicking and watching, but like
no, yeah, I get it. To like hyper focus is a little bit insane. Okay, so her name is House Drama.
Bro, every
on TikTok
video is, and she's like a drama TikTok account, but like exclusively.
It says pop culture, true crime, popular opinions. I hate that.
It should say pop culture, true crime, Michaela Negrera, slander. Like nonstop. And like writing that as your bio, popular opinions. Okay.
So annoying. Oh my God. I do see a lot of Michaela.
No, that's all she does. And like, I understand whenever she.
Oh, I know this bitch.
Yeah. Bro,
I've seen her.
Of course you have. She literally like. I get it when you have to like lash gay, blah, 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 like the filter, whatever. Every fucking video about Cody and her ex and her husband, Zach. I mean,
Cody is finally speaking out. Did Zach really pay for Michaela's groceries?
What it's the like, fuck do you? It, oh my. If Michaela wants to literally buy groceries for the whole neighborhood for the rest of her life and wants to be a sugar mama and wants to literally like tell him, don't work. What the fuck is it to you?
I do agree with that. I think that it waters down the actual critiques for Michaela.
Thank
which
you.
Again, like Thank for you. Do we know them? We have spoken about Michaela a lot of, not even a lot of times, like a few times. And it's always when we feel like, oh, damn, she did something worthy of criticism.
Exactly.
If you start with the, oh, no, and what is this? And what is that? You do the Rich Lux thing. It starts making it so that people can easily be like, you guys just bully Michaela, leave her alone, versus there are real critiques that are valid. But this kind of like negates that. Like it just waters everything down.
That House Drama girl, like her videos used to pop up for me, whatever. And like I always read comments on every TikTok video. But now as like the more they pop up, people are kind of commenting like, okay, girl, looks like you're kind of obsessed with her.
Mama, we get it.
Like, do you need mama, help? We get it. And exactly what you said, like maybe criticize her for the things that actually matter, like maybe being deceptive to her audience. Her love life, I don't give a fuck what Michaela is doing, and you shouldn't care too. Like, it is giving fan. It's giving swim fan.
It is. It is. Yeah. I'm looking here. It's just, it is pretty crazy. Like, yes,
crazy.
Technically, she does also talk about Bunny XO. But that's about it.
Yeah, like maybe every other one. It's so ridiculous. Like, she needs to change her bio. You are a Michaela Nogueira, like, hate page. Like,
no, actually.
I've moved on from my Eve's unwellness journey, by the way. I do go onto her page every so often to see her. But, you know, I feel it's an avalanche now. And she's just going and going. And, like, you know, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, shall we do life camera smiles to wrap this bad boy up?
We shall.
The only reason we're not doing a Love Island recap is because it's about to be done.
No, it's over by the time you're watching. By the time they're watching, it's over.
Oh, I was about to say, no, I missed it.
No, it's literally
about
tomorrow
to be over. So what we'll do is we'll watch the finale, and next episode we're just gonna give our finale thoughts, final thoughts, and that's it. And you won't hear about it again until the reunion. I'm so sorry for everybody that loves Love Island, which is like three people.
No, actually,
my friend Betty, who watches, texted me. She goes, "You fucking bitches," and she sent me a screenshot of her starting season 8. And I texted her. I said, "Oh my god, let me know your thoughts." But also, season 6 is the best season. So
it is. She should just go back and watch season 6. Yeah, because like I now agree. It's like too late at this point. But you saw the elimination was last night. I really, really, really wanted Zach and Kayda to go home. Not because of Kayda, but because of Zach. I am a big Zach hater. But the final four, I knew that was going to be the final four.
Yeah, I mean, I voted for that, to be honest.
You voted for that? I actually voted for that minus, like, I switched Zach and Kayda.
Wait, I didn't watch it yet. Who is the ones that made it?
You didn't watch last night's episode?
I didn't watch last night. I was editing late.
Who did you vote as your final four?
Okay, as my final four, I voted Zach and Kayda, Trinity and Bryce. I did vote Casey and TT. I did.
So did I.
Oh, they made it?
No, they didn't. They got eliminated, but I did vote for them.
Oh, period. And then the last one was Anaya and Carl.
Yeah. So it was pretty much that, except Casey and TT switched with Melanie and Sincere.
I knew they would make it. They definitely would make it.
The thing is that those final four were the four girls that walked in are the ones walking out. And usually that happens. Like last season with Amaya and Brian, that never happens. It's usually like,
I know, yeah,
original cast members, which makes sense. But I know we hate him, and you know, she has like 7 attempted murders charges on her or something. But I thought that Casey and TT like really liked each other, and I kind of liked them together. So I voted for them in the top four.
Yeah, I just hate his whole like she's worthy of being my girlfriend red pill talk. Yeah, he gives me the ick. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway,
so bad.
we're gonna talk about the final thoughts next episode.
Obviously, so Trinity is gonna win.
Obviously, if they don't, you're gonna find me ripping my shirt off like the Hulk.
They are gonna win. Of course, they are.
All of my lights, camera, smiles are Love Island related. I apologize.
Are they?
Yeah, I can't help it. It's like my entire For You page.
You see, I was looking at my notes. I didn't talk about Amelie in the poison bed. Ugh, I'll talk about it next
time. Oh, do you want to mention that?
I do. Guys, Jesse is a bitch.
I'm not a bitch. Sometimes you have to lie to your children. I've said that before.
No, I know. It's because like, okay, so her and Alex were having like a conversation, and she didn't want Amelie to hear the conversation. It was a very adult conversation. I go in my room. I'm in like the guest room, and Amelie walks in, and I'm like making the bed. I'm like on the bed. She goes, "Be careful, be careful." And I'm like, "What? What's wrong? What's wrong?" She goes, "That's the poison bed. That's the poison bed." I'm like, "What?" And I get like off the bed. I go, "What?" She goes, "You slept there?" I go, "Yeah, I slept here all night." She goes, like, she looked at me like with this face. She's like, But that bed is poison. I go, why? I'm like starting to think, I'm like, why? Are there like bed bugs? Like, what bitch ass move did Jesse put me on this bed? And it's like, what is up? Did somebody pee on it? Jasmine peed all over this bed, didn't it? It's like poison with something on it. Like, what is it? She goes, and she couldn't give me the info. Like, it's just the bed is poison. And I ran to the room. Jesse was like editing a video. And I was like, Jesse, what the fuck? Like, Amelie just told me that I had a poison bed. And she's like, oh. Yeah, no, I lied to her about the poison bed. And she literally looked at Amelie and she was like, I lied to you, mama, the bed is not poison.
Bro, because we were moving the fucking bed from one room to another. Me and Alex were trying to talk. She wouldn't leave us alone. And I was like, mama, you have to go downstairs with daddy. She's like, I don't want to go downstairs. I want to help you move the bed. I go, but the thing is, it's poison. So you can't help me move it. And she's like, it's poison? I go, yeah. And then, you know, she eventually did go downstairs. And I just hadn't thought to, you know, remind her it's not poison.
Then, yeah,
you know,
no, she was
like, but your eyes were like bulging out of your fucking head. You're like, why did she say the bed was poison? I'm like, girl.
No, literally, she was just so concerned.
Half of the things I tell her have to be lies just so that she can leave me alone for 2 seconds.
I get it. No, she literally said, mama, I lied to you.
So bad. So bad.
So did I.
She literally doesn't let me out of her sight to come up here. She was like staying on the bottom of the stairs sobbing. She goes, mommy, I will miss you. And I was like, dude, it's okay, baby.
It's
I'll be
so
right
funny.
Back.
We were filming on her porch when we were in Georgia. And like, as we're getting ready, she's like, I'm going to film. Like, Amelie's like, yeah, we're filming. I'm so excited. And I said, uh-oh. You know what I mean? She is really not going to want to leave once we start this. And she did lose her mind a little bit.
Literally, we were about to film and you just see like Amelie's like hand on the glass, like, Anyway, lights, camera, smiles.
Yes. Lights, camera, smiles.
Mine is from House Drama. I'm just kidding.
House Drama.
Her latest Michaela call out is my lights, camera, smile. Okay. Mine is POV, your sleep paralysis demon is sincere from Love Island.
Oh my. I'm already scared.
On one hand, yes, I'm your sleep paralysis demon. But at the same time, on the other hand, it's like, technically, I'm the man of your dreams. Because you're not my girlfriend, but I do want you to be my wife and the mother of my kids and my widow and the beneficiary of my life insurance policy. I don't think I'm a sleep demon. I just do demonic things to people while they're sleeping. Okay, so basically, you're lying down, but at the same time, you can lie down and that's fine. But if I lie to Melanie, then it's a problem and it's just like the double standards. What do you mean it's not a double standard? On one hand, I have this friend,
in the perfect
and she's a Paralympian.
Cadence,
like
a,
no, literally.
At the same time,
you know?
On the other hand, I tell lies. Paralympian, lies, you're paralyzed. But you're still asleep, which is what you're here to do at the end of the day. And yes,
bro,
this is scary, but at the same time, you should immerse yourself in the experience.
I can't wait.
Because
with this.
At the end of the day,
yes, you are asleep, but at the same time, that is what you're here to do. Like, bro, actually, that's actually accurate.
That was so accurate. Oh,
even the bun, like, crazy.
You saw, like, the top comments are like, bro, imagine, this is sincere without a cell phone. Imagine sincere with a cell phone.
Demon. A
diabolical.
Demon.
Telling you, I love you, I want you to be the mother of my children, and then probably sending a dick pic in his DMs. Okay, mine is another little, like, animal moment. I thought this was so precious. You have to watch it all the way through. It's not long. But, like, the way that she keeps her composure, because she, like, doesn't want to freak out. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. A hummingbird. Bro, my mom, I just bought her a hummingbird camera. So, like, you could
see
the hummingbird.
She sent me a hummingbird video. She sent me the hummingbird video.
Yes.
Look at her. Look, look.
And, oh, my God. That is so fucking
cute.
But I told my mom she needs to get shit like this. So she could, like, be outside and have them drink from her.
Oh, my God.
What a freaking angel. Wow.
And, like,
wow.
She's, like, watching,
we don't deserve,
like,
kids.
I know, truly. She's, like, watching all, like, excited. And then she was able to be, like,
so
oh,
cute.
My God, that was so freaking cute.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK.
Bye.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.